Earlier this year, botanists surveying a remote area of Tasmania determined that what they had thought was a population of plants was in fact a single ancient shrub. Lomatia tasmania, the king's holly, is the oldest living organism, 40,000 years old. Commentator Bill Harley wonders how it managed to stick around so long.
How did something get to be 40,000 years old without being manhandled? How come it wasn't dug up or swung on? Or stricken by fusarium wilt? Is there anything around here that is anywhere near that old? Not in my house. Anything that's interesting is fiddled with until it's broken. I would give the big bush about a week around our house, or any place in America for that matter. Whereas Tasmania evidently has the laid-back attitude necessary to keep things around just because they're already there, we have the national consciousness of a 10-year-old with attention deficit disorder. Surely we would have discovered this thing by now and used it for something. We could have built a theme park around it or divided it up like so many perennials. I suppose the King's Holly has survived because it's isolated, but there are other reasons too. First, the bush is kind of boring. It's not like a rhinoceros whose horn seems to attract strange myths. It's just, well, a big boring bush. Second, it doesn't need other plants to spread. It clones by itself. No showy display of flowers to draw attention to its sexual parts, like spores spreading underground, unnoticed, which gives me an idea. Maybe we do have something around here that's really old, something off growing by itself, unmolested, left alone, if not for thousands of years, at least for months. Developing slowly, patiently, the humble and incessant urge towards life nurtured in a supportive environment. With no unkindness meant to that wonderful distant land, Tasmania must be a little bit like the back of my refrigerator.
Bill Harley is a singer, songwriter, and storyteller living in Seekonk, Massachusetts.